From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
Sometimes when we look and see what's happening around us, we feel like all is lost. But each week here on Sharing the Love, we are reminded that there is still hope. We still have good people who love and care about others. And so this week, we'll be highlighting some of our Good Samaritans. We're so happy you could join us. 550 persons with disabilities are now benefiting from free wheelchairs donated by the Free Wheelchair Mission, FWM, based in the United States of America. The Free Wheelchair Mission was co-founded by Dr. Eric Blum and Dr. Tony Angelo. The organization collaborates with the locally based Errol Rattray Evangelistic Association, EREA. The handing over sermon for the wheelchairs took place Monday at the Christian Fellowship World Outreach Church in Kingston. President and Chief Executive Officer of the EREA, Evangelist Errol Rattray, says the wheelchairs are given to persons who suffer from various conditions.
Over the last 4 years, we have been the beneficiary of some 2,250 free wheelchairs across Jamaica. And these free wheelchairs are given to persons who are either amputated, persons who are stroke victims, elderly who cannot move around, young people who have diseases or health issues where they can't move around.
Mr. Rattray says individuals have not been the only one to benefit from these donations.
We have given to hospitals, and we have given to almost every hospital across Jamaica. We not only give to hospital, but we give to children's home and to the elderly places. And we have given even to places where people have gone to die, hospice.
Co-founder of the Free Wheelchair Mission, Dr. Tony Angelo, gives us a little background to the development of the organization.
Somewhere along the way, Eric and I originally agreed that we would provide a wheelchair to every person in Jamaica who needs a wheelchair. Well, I don't know how we're going to do that, right? The first time we agreed, I'm not even sure how we actually got those words out of our mouth, to tell you the truth. I'm not sure how that happened, but somewhere along the way, we said, yes, we're in this for the long haul. This isn't just some, you know, one time we're going to come down and do this one trip and feel good about it and then go home and forget the great need that's there. We're going to see this through until everyone in Jamaica who needs a wheelchair has a wheelchair. Along the way, God has provided a lot of really great people and a lot of really great resources, and I'm just super proud to be a part of what we do here. People have come along who fill different roles, and just when we need a certain thing, someone steps up and provides that, and it's just been fantastic to be a part of that and watch what God is doing.
Meanwhile, Director of the Mental Health and Substance Abuse Unit at the Ministry of Health, Dr. Maureen Irons-Morgan, has lauded the collaborative efforts of the EREA and the FWM.
I extend sincere gratitude to the Errol Rattray Evangelistic Association and Free Jamaica Wheelchair Mission for the donations of wheelchairs this year. The Ministry of Health is pleased to participate in this handing over ceremony, which is a symbol of your generosity of spirit and philanthropic ideals. This is a representation of your dedication and commitment to improving the lives of several Jamaicans in need.
The director adds that the donation of the wheelchairs has brought great joy to the beneficiaries and restores the confidence of many who are incapacitated. 2016 will be the fifth anniversary of the mission here in Jamaica, and plans are being pursued to distribute 1,100 wheelchairs. The wheelchairs manufactured in Shanghai, China, are financed through the fundraising efforts of the Free Wheelchair Mission. Jamaica is one of 91 countries in which the Free Wheelchair Mission operates. And that takes us to the end of today's program. Until next time, when we highlight the work of another Good Samaritan, I'm Casita Irving, wishing for you a great week and daring you to share the love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.